The Salmon Work Group was established in 2019 and is made up of conservation groups and representatives of tribes and local industries. Head of Idaho Wildlife Federation Brian Brooks says the diverse group aimed for low-hanging fruits since it needed consensus on its recommendations.
The recommendations we did come up with, they will move the needle. They will help fish. Unfortunately, they will not get us to those levels of abundance that Idahoans want.
Conservation groups say one notable issue not part of the final report is the detrimental effects of the four lower Snake River dams on fish populations. Along with being a controversial issue, dam breaching wasn't included because the dams aren't located in Idaho. However, most of the public comments to the group also suggested removing the dams. Aaron Lieberman, executive director of the Idaho Outfitters and Guides Association, agrees that dam removal is the best bet for salmon.
Even though we couldn't come to consensus around some more important areas, to my view, we did so in good faith. And I think we've developed a degree of trust within the state and within different affected or potentially impacted industries and communities that sets us up well as a state.
Brooks says one of the work group's greatest achievements is establishing that Idahoans want more than just seeing salmon and steelhead removed from the list of endangered species. They want the fish species back in abundance, and they want a new vision for how to get there.
We want economically and culturally viable returns back to Idaho. And that was really great to see these diverse interests around the state really come together and support those levels of returns. That's what Idahoans want.
The group's final report is expected later this month. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.